And we hope it was a safe and happy Halloween experience for all. We thought we'd take a moment just to talk a bit about Halloween went. How did it go for you? You can let us know. You can always send us a message. I'm easily reachable, charlie@wsgw.com. Weather turned out, at least in my area, was great. I know there were chances that maybe there could have been a little dampness. Hopefully there wasn't any. Temperature-wise, oh my goodness, temperature should have been great for not just the kids, but in some cases, more importantly, for the adults who have to take out the kids, because kids always seem to be warm because they're running around having a good time. Sometimes moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, they've got to deal with the cold. But I don't think that was the case last night. And turnout, now, Denise, were you doing the handing out, or were you heading out with the grandkids? Or
I wandered around with my granddaughter last night, and I have to say that our numbers, I think, were down pretty much last night, but I think those trunk-or-treats everywhere seem to be drawing kids. The ironic thing was we shut off our light a little bit after 7 last night, and we had kids ringing the doorbell after that, because, you know, they dwindled down to pretty much nothing. But I think after the trunk-or-treats, they decided to come back to our neighborhood. So
find out what else they could get.
That's right. We didn't get enough at the trunk-or-treat, so we need to fill up our bags somewhere else.
I was surprised. In my neighborhood, I actually had a surge to start. I normally, if I get 100, that's a good year. Yeah. And I was up around 80 in the first hour. I'm like, wow. Yeah. But then once 7 o'clock hit, it kind of quieted it down, although I did tally 129.
Wow.
I was holding out for 130.
I don't think we really counted, but we did go through a couple of the... I got the big bags of 175 pieces of candy, and we went through two of those. So.
Whoa. That was a good indicator.
Yeah, usually is. But boy, the costumes this year. I've never seen the blow-up costumes like
yes!
I saw. There were quite a few of those. They were really cute.
Those are the ones I noticed most. There were certainly some traditionals.
Mm-hmm. Out of the Batman, witches, things like that.
Princesses. And things like that, yeah. But the blow-up costumes, I noticed quite a few of those, including one. I don't know how young the person was, but I knew it had to be a child being escorted by an adult and had to be guided. It was this full-sized blow-up red dog. I don't know if it was trying to be Clifford or not. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But I mean... Yeah, so the child was walking in front as the front legs, but they had the full-size torso and back legs of the dog behind him. And
this, oh, my gosh.
It was amazing. So I don't know how they got to the front porch and turned around, but they did. But it was awesome. But they had somebody guiding him around, kind of like on a little leash.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah. But there were several. The blow-ups seemed to be very popular, some of the blow-up dinosaurs and things like that.
Yep, we had a couple of blow-up dinosaurs, and we had a dog, but it looked like a it almost looked like a blow-up balloon dog. You know, like the kind you go when the clowns blow up the balloons
and make
a dog. That's what it looked like, more than a Clifford type of dog, but it was just kind of comical to see.
Well, and a lot of kids running around, and it was hopefully very safe because, you know, kids weren't watching.
Oh, heck no.
Mm.
They just wanted the candy.
Get to the front porch and get off as quickly as possible to the next house.
Yep. That's true.
And nice to have, I must say, there were the variety of some of the older kids who were out trick-or-treating, and all very polite. Got a lot of happy Halloweens and thank yous from the youngsters that were out, so that was nice.
That is nice, especially when they come up and say thank you.
Yeah. Good to know they still have their manners.
Yeah.
And the adults are always fun, too, because you give them the wave. You can tell moms or dads or grandmas and grandpas, it's like, yeah, we're getting there.
Yep. Well, the little kids are so cute, too, because they're so timid. They come up and, you know, the 2 or 3 year olds, and they come up with their bag, and they just look at you like, can I please have candy?
Yeah. I had one parent tell me that was, because I had that. I actually had to go out and physically open up the little bag that the girl was holding, because she wouldn't open it up. She had both hands gripping on. I said, it's her first time. So, oh, that's okay. She'll be a pro by next year.
Next year she'll be old and she'll have a pillowcase like some of the kids that I saw. They had the king-size pillowcase and they were walking around filling those
bag,
up.
Get the pillowcase. We'll
that's
stuff
right.
more in here.
That's right. It's just fun. It's always fun.
It is. It's good to know that at least for what we're talking about worked well. And again, we hope for everyone, sure. It worked well, too. And again, if you have some stories or some interesting costume that you noticed, like I said, let me know, send me an email, and we'll pass it along and find out how Halloween, the experience of 2022, went along. But again, for the most part, temperature, whether you're getting damp or not, and hopefully you weren't, temperature was very nice. I think I had like 59 degrees still at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night.